Democrats in the US have hailed their election win in Alabama as a turnaround for the party's fortunes. But President Donald Trump says it will have no effect on his policy agenda, as Ann Barker reports.
I have received calls from Democratic senators and calls from the President of the United States, President Trump, all very gracious.
Doug Jones is still coming to terms with his shock victory in Alabama, a staunchly Republican state, and what it means for the Democratic Party.
When the people of Alabama elect a senator who runs on a platform of trying to find common ground and reaching across aisles, I think that's a message that both political parties should take heed.
And both sides of politics are digesting what it means nationally, particularly for President Donald Trump.
As the leader of the party, I would have liked to have had the seat.
Only a year ago, the Republicans won Alabama by a healthy margin. But President Trump, who repeatedly endorsed candidate Roy Moore, now acknowledges that many Republicans are relieved he lost in the wake of the multiple allegations against him of sexual misconduct against young girls.
A lot of Republicans feel differently. They're very happy with the way it turned out.
The Democrats' win not only reduces the Republicans' slim majority in the Senate, but it gives the party valuable momentum at a crucial time, coming as it does ahead of next year's congressional elections, where that majority could disappear altogether. Political scientist Leonard Steinhorn from the American University says Republicans must be biting their fingernails right now.
There's a lot of enthusiasm on the Democratic side of the aisle. The Obama coalition seems to be coalescing back together again, and the Republicans are divided. This has to keep Republicans up late at night worrying about whether they're going to be able to maintain the majority in the Senate, which nobody thought they would lose, but all of a sudden, that's potentially in jeopardy, as is the House of Representatives.
And he says the Republicans' loss in Alabama is in large part a repudiation of Donald Trump.
Donald Trump and Steve Bannon took Trump's victory in 2016 as sort of this white working class base that's the most powerful juggernaut in American politics, and maybe they're wrong. So when you put up candidates who appeal only to the anger of that base, only to the extreme side of the Republican Party, you lose the middle. You lose the persuadables. You lose the people you need to put you over the top.
More immediately, the Democrats' win in Alabama could complicate Donald Trump's legislative agenda, including his tax bill that Republicans are rushing to pass by the end of the year. Its passage could depend on whether Doug Jones can take his place in the Senate in time to vote. The Democrats' Senate leader, Chuck Schumer.
We Senate Democrats are calling on Mitch McConnell to hit pause on his tax bill and not hold a final vote until Doug Jones is sworn into the Senate. It would be wrong for Senate Republicans to jam through this tax bill without giving the newly elected senator from Alabama the opportunity to cast his vote.
But Republicans are pushing for a vote next week before Doug Jones can take his seat, because after that they can afford to lose only one vote instead of two, making it even harder to pass government legislation.
Ann Barker with that report.